Hello, everybody out there in comic book land. My name is George Serrano, aka The Don. And if you're listening to this, it could only be for one reason. You are here for a brand new episode of the Major Issues Podcast, brought to you by Comic Book Click. And as you know, I am never alone. So, sir, introduce yourself.
Ooh, we back. We back. I am your Cloudus Maximus.
Yes, and we are back. You know, we were on such a high last week talking about all things Infinity War, all things MCU, and think records have been being broken this entire week. And I thought that this episode would be the best way to dissect and discuss all things that are going on the DC side of things. You see, because Black Panther did something extraordinary in these last couple of days. Black Panther is now the highest grossing film in North America. Well, the highest grossing superhero film in North America in history.
That's mean.
In history. Taking the crown from Avengers, and Avengers held it down for 6 years.
Yeah, yeah.
6 years, Avengers was the movie to beat. But one had to think, if anything was going to give the Avengers a run for their money, would be the first time on screen joining of the members of the Justice League.
Right.
And seeing as this is the place for all the latest and greatest things to come to comic books and comic book media, we have the news to break that Justice League is now officially the lowest grossing DCEU film.
I just got real dark in here.
Justice League performed worse than Suicide Squad, performed worse than Man of Steel, worse than Batman vs. Superman, worse than Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman did good.
Oh, well, Wonder Woman did really good. But that muddies the waters that seem to be so, so clear when DC set out. Remember when DC
set out? It's dark everywhere over there.
Remember when DC set out and put out all those dates?
You know, we were talking about Green
Lantern Corps and Cyborg and stuff. They seemed ready. You know, when right before BVS comes out, they're ready to go BVS, Wonder Woman, Justice League. We're going to have an untitled Justice League project, and we'll have all this other kind of stuff.
Suicide Squad.
What happened, bro?
I don't know.
What do you think went wrong?
I don't know, man.
We broke down the goods and bads of Justice League, but do you think there's an overarching symptom to what's going on here?
I'm going to say there was. I think it was just because of the stank in the air.
You from BVS? But Wonder Woman did great by itself. So, I mean, you're saying that Justice League may not be as bad as people say, but I think it's
just because of the stank in the air. I don't know. It's Justice League, dude.
Well, like, I think it's just important to say that stank, you know, that bad taste in your mouth from the DCEU that people may have gotten from Suicide Squad or BVS, which were the two, you know, that were the most critically panned out of all the DCEU movies to come out. Suicide Squad and BVS were the ones that people bumped against the most besides the Justice League that just came out. And, you know, prior to that stank in the air, DC had the game on lock. DC comes in the 70s and gives you Superman. It comes in the 80s and gives you Batman. You know, do you remember the 1990s Captain America movie? It's absolutely garbage. All Marvel had was the Hulk, Incredible Hulk series. DC had things unlocked, and they have players. That's the biggest thing, you know. Marvel's still playing catch up, still trying to get the X-Men and all this other kind of stuff.
But that's the thing. You hear a lot of reshoots, a lot of cuts.
But then is that just because they don't know where to pull from? Because DC, in my love of comics, you know, my newfound love of comics, I've really found myself giving that gravitational pull towards the DC comics more than Marvel. They just seem to have a clearer line that you can go from comic to comic, from crossover to crossover. Marvel seems very confused and confusing, not only as a comic book reader coming in, 5, 10 years ago, but even now, you know, they're on their third reboot with this, you know, they're trying to restart everything over again at Marvel. And so to now us gush like we did last week over the Infinity War trailer, but nothing for JL.
I like JL, man, but it's just, you know what it is. It's just Could it be the story?
My thing is, JL was all right. But I think JL, there's no world in which JL should be all right. Especially when it's the first Justice League movie.
Do you think they have a problem with listening to the fans?
I almost want to say that they don't respect comic books. Hmm. When you look, if you look at it, you know.
I would at least say they don't have enough people.
That respect comic books? I mean, Geoff Johns is sitting in on a lot of this stuff. He's written a lot of these comics. You know, he's one of the DC film heads. And I know he's really more of a Green Lantern guy. Mm-hmm. And he helped write that movie. And look where that movie came. You know, Green Lantern, in a lot of ways, was supposed to be the start of all this. And you saw how that went.
Right.
You know, when that movie came out in 2011. So, we're in this position where they can't seem to get a good footing regardless of what they do. People like Man of Steel.
I like Man of Steel.
But was that not good enough footing for that movie? Was Superman not the man to start this off with? Or, you know...
You know what it is, too, I feel? Man of Steel 2, dude.
Yeah. Well, Man of Steel 2
even though
been...
Didn't they announce that?
Yeah, Man of Steel 2 was announced. But Man of Steel 2 was theoretically was supposed to be Batman versus Superman. So there goes the lack of confidence right there, right?
There goes the lack of confidence right there.
You do your second... Imagine if Iron Man 2 would have became Iron Man versus Cap.
So then you see why it starts to get a little...
They don't have the confidence, but I feel like they don't have the confidence because they're not reading the comics. If you read the comics, you would know that these characters last forever. There's great stories in the comics. You know, before you got into all this DCEU madness, what was your favorite DC movie?
I think it had to, it probably was Man of Steel.
I mean, the Nolan Batmans were great.
I was just thinking about all three of them in my head right now. But
I even have a soft spot for the earlier Batman movies.
But if I had to take that out and like include the universe, I think it'd probably be either Man of Steel. I like Justice League. Just because seeing them on screen alone is pretty freaking cool. Justice League and Justice League, Suicide Squad, and Batman vs. Superman.
You like all the DCEU movies?
I keep coming back for more, you know what I mean? And Wonder Woman was freaking amazing.
But how much of you coming back for more is the curiosity of where this is going to go? Because Marvel has instructed us to come back for more.
Yes.
Because these are parts to a bigger picture. But we've now come back five times.
Coming back for more. I mean, you try to enjoy it and, you know, it's enjoyable-ish, but they got to get it right.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is with Marvel, you keep coming back for more because they got it right.
Yeah.
You know, and they got just got Spider-Man back.
Yeah.
Dude. You know what I mean? And he's in Infinity War. He wasn't even supposed to be in that. So look.
Yeah. But the thing is, you know, they only had six members of the Justice League. Mm-hmm. No Green Lantern. And then from there, the only people to have their own movies, I want to say, are
And then we find out they cut Darkseid from the movie.
Right. I mean, they cut so much from the movie. You know? But then again, I would then argue that's a misunderstanding of the comics.
Okay, true.
Because then you could say, okay, that's where you go ahead. And you know what's my biggest issue with these live-action movies? The fact that they've adapted animated movies that are great.
Mm-hmm.
And the animated movies are direct adaptations to certain stories. Under the Red Hood is the Under the Red Hood book, and that movie is fine because it takes, you know, the pages from the comics in it. Whereas BVS tries to shove in Death of Superman with Doomsday, Dark Knight Returns with Batman versus Superman.
Let's see.
You know, I want Flashpoint.
Right. Flashpoint.
Injustice. You understand? So it's like, if you appreciated DC Comics, you would know that any one of these stories would take you to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Iron Man origin story was not the book that's flying off the covers at Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
It was what? It was Days of Future Past, Dark Phoenix Saga, Civil War, stuff like that they would cover later on.
It's just, they're planting the seeds for stuff. It's just, are they taking the time now or are they rushing?
Well, when you have to plant all your seeds in one, they say no, put all your eggs in one basket, right? When you have to plant all your seeds in one movie, I don't think they did themselves any favors. Yeah. But that's not to say that DC is still not incredibly motivated to continue this route. Their hands are not down. They picked up their hands. They're ready to block.
Right.
They're tired of being hit by Marvel repeatedly. And I, through Collider.com, was able to find a great list of upcoming DC films that some have directors, some have release dates, mm-hmm. some have writers, some have scripts. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to go over some of these films, and you tell me, are these the films that are going to set the DC film, you know, the universe on fire? Ooh, Is this the right
future talk?
Yes, is this the right turn? We're going to look into our crystal ball. As you know, we've been to the future.
Yes.
You know, but
well, you have.
Well, I dabble. I dabble in time travel. And I also, before we even get into this, can we just gush for a second over the Arrowverse? I mean, with all the trouble that they're having sticking these characters, you know, getting them.
See, I tried not to. I mentioned that purposely.
Well, here's the thing.
Earlier, because
this is the DC. This is the most we're going to talk about DC as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to, you know, shine a light as much as, you know,
the good and the bad.
The good and the bad, exactly. And I would say that the best, the most I've ever understood Superman is watching The Flash. The most I've ever understood that Superman's biggest issue is that he can't save everybody,
mm-hmm.
that he wishes he could, but because people die of illness, because people die because he's too far, because he literally can't be everywhere at once, that's his biggest stressor. I learned that through The Flash. They taught me that, you know. I gave Iron Fist crap over and over and over again for not being Arrow. Arrow showed me how a closed-off person would react and how they, you know, somebody who's been ripped away from society for years and been trained to be a weapon, how they would be. So, you know, Supergirl season one, really, really good. Season two, too. Really good stuff. From a character that when I found out about they were making a Supergirl show, I was like, man, I am not a Supergirl fan. Yeah. The whole like Last Son of Krypton, but also there's a cousin.
Yeah. I liked that.
There's always a last of the kind until there's not the last of the kind, and I'm over that. You know, they did it. They even did it with Martian Manhunter on the show, right? Like, you're the last. Oh, except there's one more. So it's not like they don't know what they're doing. Or it's not like everyone doesn't know what they're mm-hmm. doing. And look at these crossovers. You know, the first one I believe was called Domination or Invasion. The Invasion crossover with the Dominators.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. You know, the Crisis on Earth X. Well done. We got to see all these heroes on screen. So they're able to do it. But we'll see what they're able to do as far as, I guess, cinematic releases. But the only DCEU movie to come out this year will be the first movie we talk about on this list.
Because
mm-hmm. we'll be going from absolutely going to happen to probably sitting on the shelf for a couple years. So the first movie, the movie that will be coming out on December 21st, 2018, is Aquaman. Right now, that film is in post-production, which means everything's been filmed. They're just doing this, they're doing the last bits and pieces of it. You know, it's directed by James Wan. James Wan, famous for Furious 7 and The Conjuring. You know, he is working alongside Geoff Johns. And then, you know, they got Jason Momoa playing Aquaman. Amber Heard will be playing Mira. We got Patrick Wilson playing Ocean Master. Black Manta is rumored to be in this film. Nicole Kidman is returning to the DC universe. The last time we saw her was in Batman Forever.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll be coming in to play.
Let's go, Arthur Curry.
Yeah, to play Arthur Curry's mother. How excited are you for this Aquaman movie? How did you think about Aquaman in Justice League?
Aquaman was always my guy, and Justice League, he was boss.
Now, Aquaman's always your guy. I'm not going to question that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I question is, with Aquaman being your guy, you've had to always defend Aquaman, probably not the Aquaman that we now see.
Right.
Does the fact that it's changed now You understand what I'm saying? Are you defending a different Aquaman when you say that?
I'm not, because this is the basically the con. This is also one of the reasons why there are things to like. Well, for me, anyway.
Yeah, we're talking about it all.
The Aquaman that I got right now on screen is the Aquaman that I've been telling about for.
That's
years.
What you
like,
see when
yeah,
you see.
Yeah, that's
the
what I see when I see Aquaman. Okay. You know what I mean? So yeah. I mean, at least I think he's at least that tough. Anyways, I mean, yeah. Everybody's giving him all this crap.
I mean,
and jokes.
The man's body can withstand the pressures of the.
But
of
my
the
man deep. Aquaman is that guy. Okay,
It is not hard. I mean, it's not hard. It is not easy to maneuver under the depths of the ocean. It's not easy to fight under the depths
King
of the ocean.
King of Atlantis.
He has various skills. Do you think that this film, you know, does it do better than Justice League? Does it reach the heights of Wonder Woman? Or are we looking at another, like...
From what I know and from what I saw when Justice League came out, everybody really liked Aquaman, too. I mean, from the trailers, everybody was loving him, too. And so, from the things to get off of Justice League to, like, one of the things, I believe, was Aquaman. And I believe people have been swayed over to liking him now more. Yeah. So, I think the movie's gonna be good. I think it's going to do maybe a little bit more than average, to be honest with you. At least I hope so.
Now, how do you feel about its placement in the year?
I mean,
December 21st.
I feel it's a little too late. I mean, I feel like they should have put it at least in November.
Right.
Ish.
Well, this is, I don't know if you've heard, but New Mutants and Dark Phoenix have also both moved to next year. Oh. Now, they say that those movies are moving because of reshoots and their ability to get everybody back. Mm. They won't be able to get everybody back until later this year, meaning the movies won't be coming out till next year. But the first person I heard move was Infinity War. And ever since Infinity War moved, everybody else been moving.
Yes.
And so I'm not saying that that's the direct reason. But I wonder if the fact that the only DCEU movie coming out this year will be coming out in the last week of the last month of this year, if that's strategic, if that's on purpose.
I don't know. And that'll be the only one coming out, too.
We spoke about this a little bit in the Black Panther review as well, but how do you feel? Do you think there's going to be comparisons? I mean, it's another king.
Nah.
Trying to get the crown. I'm guessing Orm is going to be, Ocean Master is going to be the related person that really deserves the crown.
We're underwater, baby. H2O.
Are they going to have
swimming
ritual?
With the sharks.
Is he going to have, like, the heart-shaped fish? And then he's going to... <it's gonna
laughs> heart-shaped scales.
Heart-shaped scales, and then get the power of the Aquaman. I hope there's not too... There's only so many stories you can tell. Thor is the same thing, in a way. You know, my related relative... Right? That makes a lot of sense, right? My related relative wants to be king, but I'm supposed to be king, and now they want to get me for that. It happens. The last little bit I'll say about Aquaman was, turns out that James Wan had to get on Twitter and use his Twitter fingers recently because people were getting up in arms that... It's already March, and we have not seen a single bit of the Aquaman movie.
That's all right.
If it's coming
out in December, wait till September.
So what Mr. Wan says, basically, I'm going to paraphrase here, is he says that the majority of this film is special effects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And that he refuses to show anything that would be even considered shoddy or
bad
looking.
Hell yeah.
That could be a cop-out reason. That could be a legit, honest-to-God reason. But we won't.
Because
know
the thing
anything.
About it, like filming, like kind of underwater, you know.
You also kind of gotta let things rock because you know, like I said, Infinity War is coming out, then Deadpool right after that, then Ant-Man and the Wasp right after that. Let people, I guess, get their Marvel exhaustion on if that's a thing, and then DC coming afterwards. You think that would make some sense?
I think that's all right. I mean, but for one movie. What's after Aquaman?
Well, after Aquaman, set to be released on April 2019, is Shazam.
Ooh, out of all those already, I want to see that one the most.
Really?
I really do want to see that one the most because I'm a mark for Shazam.
You know, the biggest thing that we had heard about this movie initially was that Dwayne Johnson, yeah. The Rock, was put on and he was going to play Black Adam. Turns out, they've decided to hold on to The Rock for his own Black Adam movie, which means Black Adam is not set to be the villain of Shazam, which is, that's like huge. Mm-hmm. But Zachary Levy playing Shazam, it's currently in production. Yeah. So, you know, I think you've seen some set photos have been going around. David F. Sandberg is directing. They're doing a lot of horror movie people because, you know, the guy who did The Conjuring is doing Aquaman. Sandberg did Annabelle Creation and Lights Out.
April 2019, you said?
April 2019, yeah. So next, and guess what happens? May 2019.
What?
Avengers 4.
Oh.
So.
Oh no! Everybody, run!
But Zachary Levy is set to play the adult big Shazam, and let's then go. We have Asher Angel playing Billy Batson. So you will have the little Billy Batson. And you said,
Shazam!
Are you saying this is the one that you...
Shazam! Yeah, and I like the Shazam kids too, though.
Ah. This is one you're most looking forward to?
Yes. Wait, well, I haven't really heard what else they got in the pipeline, though, to be honest. But I'm so far, I've been...
For. Major issue.
You know,
baby.
So...
We're here to look through the future. But yeah, I'm on the fence with Shazam, only because I feel like DC also doesn't have the confidence in Shazam. Like, we would have heard more. We would have heard more Shazam stories, right? Like, they have the one animated movie. I'm not saying the guy's bad at all. I'm just saying that DC needs to put more oomph. Mm-hmm. Like, you know him. We know him.
Some more juice.
Because Shazam was actually a part of a different comic book company. DC bought Shazam. And when they bought Shazam, they bought him under his original name, Captain Marvel. Mm-hmm. And which caused a lot of hubbub. Now he's called Shazam because you can't call him Captain Marvel because we have a Captain Marvel and Captain Marvel's going to have her own movie. So this is the Shazam movie, not the Captain Marvel movie. But once the first one came out, you knew number two was already on deck. The next film that is set to be released on November 1st, 2019, Wonder Woman 2.
Ooh. I want to see that too. See? They got some hits.
Now, director Patty Jenkins is set to return. You know, she was the one that was credited for all of what the first movie was. First movie did a lot of good, but I think it did a lot of setting the stage. This is going to have to flesh that out now. Flesh the stage out. Now that we've gotten away from Ares, they look to be going towards Cheetah. Mm. Kristen Wiig, Saturday Night Live fame. That's where I know her from the most. Is set to play Cheetah. And... You know, this will be her. I wonder if this will be her in present, or are we still going to be filling in the time between now and BVS? If it was up to you, what would you do? Present? 2018?
Yes, definitely.
Wonder Woman
2018. New threats.
Yeah. We also got to see what happened with the Amazons after all that Steppenwolf stuff, huh?
Maybe they're all dead now.
They're all
deserted,
dead.
This is a deserted island.
My axe is still slick with the blood of your sisters.
Oh, my God.
That was a pretty good line. And I didn't even like Steppenwolf all that much. But yeah, you got Wonder Woman 2 next year. Seems soon. Considering that the Batman keeps getting moved and moved. We'll talk about that in a second. Does it disappoint you to hear that that's the last movie with a set release date?
Batman?
No, Wonder Woman 2.
Oh.
Aquaman, Wonder Woman 2, and Shazam are the only ones with set release dates at the moment. Mm-hmm. After... They went on a tirade to name 15 movies that all had release dates. But there are a lot of productions up in the air. A lot of things being talked about. Some things have directors. Some people have already been cast for some of these movies. So let's talk about the future, the real speculation. And we'll see. We'll see what they have up to date. And I think this one is probably the most important and probably the one that they are definitely putting the trigger on. And that is Flashpoint.
Yeah. All the yeses. All the yeses for that. Speed 4 yeses.
So you got Flashpoint. We got two directors for that. John Francis Daly and Jonathan Goldstein. But Ezra Miller is set to return as the Flash. And this will be dealing with the very popular story of the Flash going back in time to save his mother from being killed by his arch nemesis. And what happens to the timeline because of that. It gives us a different Superman, a different Batman. It changes reality, and we get a good glimpse of that reality. But more importantly, when this happened in comics, Flash was able to reverse the effects but his reversing of the effects changed things in history forever. Mm-hmm. He was a brand new Superman, a brand new Batman, erased full, like, 5 years, I think, 5 to 10 years of people's entire existence was erased, and we reset the DC universe. So a lot of people are looking at this movie to reset the DCEU. This way they can recast some of the problematic cast members that they have gotten. How do you feel about Flashpoint? Are you excited about Flashpoint? How do you feel about the story in general? I mean, you're familiar with now the comic and the animated versions of this film.
I freaking love Flashpoint. That's number one.
Oh, and we should also add that Flashpoint has been done in the show itself.
Yeah,
as well.
If they're gonna pull a reset, this would be the time to do it. But I just don't want them to kind of like make it. I guess if they're gonna do the restart, they're gonna kind of make it obvious. But at least keep the story whole as much as they can. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know what's also weird? There's a lot of stuff that happens. They gotta be Flashpoint. You know,
they also gotta be careful, right? Because Days of Future Past did something very similar. Where the moment that time changes is when Mystique kills Trask.
Mm-hmm.
And they're able to stop her from doing that, which allows the timeline that we know not to exist anymore. Mm-hmm. The 2000s of X-Men timeline. But I don't know if you remember, in the end of that movie, Wolverine was still able to continue in his timeline, even though it wasn't the same timeline. So you had two branched out going in their directions. They have to do their best to tell us that the movies that we did pay money to see still kind of count, is what I'm trying to say. You understand what I'm saying? You can't just openly say...
That was all for nothing, guys.
This is not an Etch-a-Sketch, you know? You can't just shake it and hope that everything is gone and all the answers are there. But, Flashpoint seems to be the one. How you feel about Ezra Miller?
I'm warming up.
Warming up
a bit? You know, Grant Gustin is the heart of the Flash right now for me, so...
I am interested in seeing if they can bring any of that stuff from the television show, any of that heart and humor to the movie. They did such a good job in the television show, and I wasn't a fan of The Flash, that I hope the movie's able to convert people the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because, as we're saying now, they don't seem to be leading with this Superman stuff.
Right.
And if he's not the hope of the team, are you putting that on Wonder Woman?
I think they're at least trying to. Maybe, but it should be Barry.
If it's not Supes.
Yeah.
It should be Supes. Always Supes. But if it's not Supes, then it should be Barry. And Barry holds that in the show.
Right.
When it's him and Ollie. Ollie's the Batman of the situation. Yeah, but this Flash movie's been problematic forever. You know, the guy who directed Dope was supposed to do it, and he ended up opting out, and they got a bunch of other people to write some scripts, and... It just kept falling apart, and they really do want this Flashpoint twist to fix things, so they're going to have to pay attention to their P's and Q's, especially with all these characters. You know, this is the film in which Aquaman and Wonder Woman sleep together. You know, this is the film in which, are we ready to put the skinny, you remember the skinny Steve from from Cap?
Uh-huh.
Are we ready to put that suit on Henry Cavill so he can get the skinny Supes like how he is in Flashpoint? That'd be very interesting to see. I think they can do it, but man, do they care enough about it to get it right?
I hope so, man. I really hope so. Because because if they don't, I think you just get even more people to jump off the ship.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. Because I could see the person that watches Wonder Woman 2 that will watch Flashpoint.
I hope it's good enough because I'll probably jump off the ship.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big fan of Flashpoint like that anyway. So.
I think if they mess up Flashpoint
is that good.
Terrible. Well, something that's obvious to something that probably isn't that obvious. Suicide Squad 2. Directed by Gavin O'Connor. So that's a first ding dong. That's a first little hint that things are going to be a bit different because the original director, David Ayer, is not set to return. David was not very happy to what they did to his film. When he first created Suicide Squad, he said that basically the film that he directed and cut and the one that came out are two different films. And if you didn't like the finished product, it wasn't his fault, basically, because he said he did the better movie. But Suicide Squad 2. Pitch me the story for Suicide Squad 2.
I was just about to ask you what's the...
They don't have a story. They ain't got nothing. They ain't got nothing.
Interesting.
It's gonna be Jared Leto and cast. who do you,
Margot Robbie?
Let me see. If I'm spitballing Suicide Squad 2, you know what I would do? The Suicide Squad has to save a member of the Justice League.
Mm.
Someone big, maybe Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman's locked in some kind of whatever the heck. The Suicide Squad. Why do we have to save her? You know? She's always hitting us. And then but to redeem them, they have to save, you know.
Nah, screw it. Make it Supes.
I do Supes. I just don't know who would. I don't know who could get Superman like in cuffs but can't get the Suicide Squad. Yeah. That's my whole thing. But in like a Supes, and then
I mean,
you could,
they're a band of thieves and misfits anyway.
That's
so
true. They'll figure out exactly a way. But it'll be cool in that moment then for them. You get the moment where they're about to let him go and somebody's like, we could keep him locked up. He'll never
ever again,
beat us up.
We could solve our problem
now. You know, and it's like, yeah, but that's not what we're here to do. You know, like, and we can get some, like, I'm about to watch that movie. I'm about to watch my Suicide Squad 2 movie.
Damn, see?
What's going on here?
Do it.
Yo.
Do
somebody,
it now.
Yo, somebody write me. I just pitched Suicide Squad 2. You got anything? You want to take a whack at it?
No, but I want to help you write this one.
You want to help me
we
write that one?
We got this one.
if it was up to you, does everybody come back?
Everybody like
the squad, the members of the Suicide Squad. So we're talking Captain Boomerang, we're talking Harley Quinn, Katana, Diablo.
Except
Rick Flag.
Nah.
You don't want Rick Flag?
Flag was kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Everybody, but he's dead anyway.
Oh, you didn't want Slipknot on
nope,
your team? Yeah, he's kind of gone.
The man that can climb anything.
If you can't pitch me a movie, I understand. I kind of caught you off guard there. But if you could add two villains to the Suicide Squad, who would they be? Fantasy draft picks.
They haven't. I really want to see Reverse Flash somewhere, man.
I want to see Reverse Flash. I mean,
besides Flashpoint, because that's not really going to be like a main thing, you know. He hasn't popped up anywhere yet.
And there's grounds.
So
you know,
I hope he does either pop up in in the Flashpoint and out of it. That'd be
Dave. No, what was his name? Daniel West. Daniel West's Reverse Flash does join the Suicide Squad. So there is precedence for the Reverse Flash to join the Suicide Squad. I would throw in, if I could throw in a member of Suicide Squad and it's a villain. That is hard. That was a harder question than I posed. But Reverse Flash is a good answer. Manta, throw Manta in there. You ain't doing nothing. Manta will be out fresh from Aquaman. I would say put some color on that team, but they made that shot black, so I guess that counts for that block. Croc is black.
We believe,
right?
Yeah,
right.
I want to see more. I want to see what other bad guys they got, man. I'm interested.
DC has
the heroes.
DC has a bunch of bad guys. The only reason I was stuck on naming one for the team is that majority of them are bigger than the team, like the Razes, the Jokers, the, you know. But Suicide Squad 2 is in development, and hopefully it's good, you know. The other one made a lot of movie, even though it wasn't the greatest. And now for the one that has just been, like, stressing everybody out, the Batman. The Batman, director Matt Reeves, originally Ben Affleck was supposed to direct and star in the film, but he stepped down. Supposedly he's just going to be Batman, but even that's kind of been thrown in like a bit of doubt. How do you feel about the Batman? How do you feel about Ben Affleck's Batman? And how do you feel about getting a new Batman movie in the next 2 to 3 years?
It needs to be sooner. They need to get it together with Batman too. I like Ben Affleck as Batman because I see him kicking everybody's butt in the warehouse in Batman vs Superman was pretty badass.
One of the best Batman action scenes ever.
And I really liked Alfred.
Alfred.
I really liked Alfred. So I really hope he sticks around. I know Flashpoint is supposed to be doing a whole lot of fixing. So
yeah.
I hope he's not. They don't fix him, you know. So
if it was you, is that the moment you make that you pull that trigger?
If they are thinking about doing it, then I guess
do you do it?
No.
They just put your head at DC. You give Affleck another shot.
I'll hold Affleck down.
I would go through my phone book and I think his name is Robert Downey Jr. What is he doing? I'd be that guy. I'd be the poacher. Like, get on this side. Put on that suit. No, I'm just joking. Affleck does a great job. And to tell you the truth, I couldn't cast Batman if you gave me 100 people. Yeah. Because I don't know who can... There's a different side of that character that has to be more internalized than just how you look. Val Kilmer was Batman, but I didn't feel like he was Batman. There's so many people that have been... it's a Spider-Man thing all over again, right? Like, you could be Peter Parker, but you maybe not be the best Spider-Man. Or maybe the best Spider-Man, but you don't look like the best Peter Parker. Somebody has to be able to do something like that. What do you do with the Batman story?
Without?
No, basically, one of the rumors was that this would be taking place in Arkham Asylum. And it would be kind of like the game. Like, he would have to be, he would be tricked into being in the asylum. And then it would be him seeing a myriad of villains on his way out of the asylum while he fights his way out of the asylum.
There's a whole bunch of people we could just throw at him.
Yeah.
So it's just basically candy.
Is there anything you're waiting from the Batman universe to be put on film? Any villains, any stuff like that?
I'm excited to see Deathstroke. I'm more excited to see who they're gonna put alongside him if they choose to.
Yeah, well, Deathstroke also was rumored to be one of the villains in the Batman. So
I want to see who's gonna be Robin if they're also gonna put a Robin.
I want Robin. You know? I want a little Clayface. If they can do Clayface, he hasn't kind of been touched. I'm always with Roz. Maybe we should give Roz a little bit time to chill. Are we ready for another Penguin?
I think we're ready for another Mr. Freeze. Maybe.
Yeah. You know, Wentworth Miller did some great stuff with Captain Cold, so I think we might be ready for another guy with a freeze gun. If you were to do this Batman movie, does it make more sense to go with the more fantastical villain with the powers and the crazy origin, or does it make sense to do more like a Deathstroke, a Deadshot,
I would do both, but I wouldn't know what to do first.
Because look at the Dark Knight trilogy. No one got powers.
That's true.
You know, there's no powers. There's no makeup rejuvenation or anything.
But it didn't have a shared universe. You know what I mean?
It didn't. Oh, you're right. You know, so they do have to maintain the things that exist on the outside.
That's why I say you can do both, but I just don't know which one I would do first.
I would also say that they shouldn't get too tied up with, like, if they do own everything, they shouldn't get too tied up with, like, Batman having only Batman villains in his stuff. Throw some other villains in there.
Spread it out.
Let him touch everybody. That would be pretty cool. But Batman, you can't get wrong, and they had Batman on a silver platter with the Dark Knight trilogy, and I think that drove them crazy. I think they saw an amount of money from that movie that they never expected, and an amount of praise from that movie that they never expected, and they were like, just do that.
Yeah, exactly, but it's just...
But you don't have a Nolan to do that. Nolan did that. He's the one that makes all his movies little puzzles, like Inception and all that kind of stuff.
But you gotta keep in mind it's a shared universe too, so you can't like be selfish.
We don't have a Kevin Feige. We don't have a one guy that's gonna sit here and look at all the movies and say they all look the same. Together, yeah. They all feel the same. And maybe that's the reason, you know, for years DC did not do shared universe movies. And maybe that's the reason why. Because I don't know if you remember, but when they was talking about all this the Batman talk, people were like, you know what? Screw making other movies about other things. We should just put all our money into some sort of like Bat universe. And so one of the things that was speculated was a Batgirl film. And Batgirl film was supposed to be written and directed by Joss Whedon.
What?
Joss Whedon.
What?
Are you familiar with the
God of the Nerds.
Are you familiar with the series Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
I am.
Buffy.
I have tuned in many of days.
So
with
as you know,
older sister to watch.
As you know, Buffy is extremely, extremely popular. The show was extremely popular.
I didn't know that. I knew it was popular, but I didn't think it was like stupid like that. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's extremely popular. It was on for years. It was on for a long, long time. It's the one that coined terms like Big Bad. It's the one that created things like, monster of the week, where you would fight You know, you'd fight onesies and twosies of bad guys, but ultimately you would end up fighting the bigger bad. So, and it was directed and written by Joss Whedon, Buffy. So, when it comes to this lighthearted but also action stuff, he's looked at as the guy. That's why they pulled him for Avengers 1 and 2. And so when it came to Batgirl, I was like, oh, Buffy, Batgirl, girl, teenage girl, trying to save the world.
That's what I'm saying. I thought we broke it.
Well, this was they were doing this when they had already hired him for JL.
Okay.
So they hired him for Justice League to fix the Snyder Cut.
Damn, I didn't even know that. Well, I knew about that, but I didn't know they snuck that in there.
Yeah, so they hired him for that.
Does that have like a date or not?
No.
No?
No. It doesn't have a date, mostly because in early 2018, Joss Whedon announced that he was departing Batgirl.
No.
Saying that it took him a year to realize that he didn't have a story to tell.
Mm. Interesting. Good.
Now that he has stepped down, speculation has been running rampant that it could and it probably should be a female director that does Batgirl.
Makes sense.
Do you have a Batgirl story that you would tell?
I don't.
The only one I could think about is Killing Joke, and they gotta do more than make her a victim.
They gotta do something else.
They gotta do more than make her a victim.
Look in the book.
That's my fault. That's my fault. I have very little knowledge on singular Batgirl stories. I will be doing more homework going forward to find out more about this character and get it more fleshed out. But you know, Batgirl is a character that does have a lot of popularity behind her. And somebody else who has a lot of popularity behind him, the Nightwing movie. So Nightwing was spoken about.
I'd be excited to watch the Nightwing movie.
Are you a big fan of Nightwing?
Yes. Well, not a big fan, but I enjoy me some Nightwing.
Well, what's good is the guy who directed the Lego Batman movie, which I thought was great, is going to be directing Nightwing. It's still in development. They don't have a release date for it, but, you know, They wanted to do a more grown up, you know, kind of like grown in the sense of like not too kiddish, but also not too like boring or anything like that. Nightwing is not a guy who he's not like a lawyer by day. You know, right. The guy he legit. I don't even know if Nightwing has a day job.
Yeah, I was just about to say, what does he do?
I don't think Nightwing has. Yeah, it'll just be him like kicking butt. But I do see this being kind of like a Daredevil kind of. You know, he's in Bloodhaven. Bloodhaven has a bunch of criminals and stuff like that. So you both movies are in the theater. You watch the Nightwing over the Batgirl movie.
Yeah, I think so.
But that's just what you're familiar with.
Yeah,
I'm
more
familiar with the character.
Yeah, definitely. I think you have more to tell with Nightwing than you do with Batgirl anyway. So
I feel like they got a little crazy getting ahead of themselves with this Bat universe. Like, and then a Batgirl movie, and then a Nightwing movie. Like, you ain't done the Robin homework yet,
relax,
bro.
Yeah, or said anything, or...
You need
to
calm down. And
you barely teased something.
I
was just about to say, you barely showed us anything anyway.
Nah, so. You're a little bit too confident about that. So, yeah. Okay, so, the Batman. Remember, this is the Bat universe. Mm-hmm. The Batman. Batgirl. Nightwing. Gotham City.
The Sirens.
Gotham City Sirens, which is in development. And, yeah, still, they don't have anything on that either. But they know they want it. They know they want Harley. I think they have Margot Robbie's definitely going to be in it.
Yeah.
It's basically the movie they wanted to give her, the solo Harley Quinn, whatever the heck. But they decided to do a Gotham City Sirens kind of situation, which, if you're unfamiliar, it's usually just the girls of Gotham, the bad girls of Gotham, painting the town red. Catwoman, Poison Ivy, and Harley Quinn hanging out doing what bad girls do. I actually think that could be pretty fun if they did it right. I just have a problem with it existing in the same universe because you have to
what
play
story
the
story. They gonna tell?
I got it. So Superman, they have to go save Superman. So they have to go save Superman. So yeah, it's a Gotham City Sirens.
They
gotta
fight over Bruce Love.
So you have Gotham City Sirens there. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Excited for that?
I'm in limbo with that.
Yeah, it's all right.
I'm in
right?
limbo with that.
Still, there's no story, so I guess you can't really be too excited or not excited for it. But like I said, so Suicide Squad comes out, and people are like, Harley Quinn's amazing, Deadshot's amazing. So off the bat, they already greenlight Suicide Squad 2, which we just spoke about. Then they greenlight Gotham City Sirens, which we just spoke about. Now there's talks of a Joker-Harley Quinn movie. Just those two. Just Margot Robbie and Jared Leto's Joker. It's got directors, John Requia and Glenn Ficarra. Don't quote me on that. I'm not that very good at, you know, pronouncing those. But
I mean, we're at, how many is that? We're at a lot already.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know? But I mean, at least they're being optimistic, right? At least they're like thinking out, like, oh, we might make all these movies. I don't think they're gonna make any of these movies, but
right. But I think you could put you could take that and replace that with something else.
The Joker Harley Quinn movie?
Yeah.
I don't think we need it. I don't think we need it at all.
Yeah.
I think whatever story you want to tell with the Joker, you do it in Gotham City Sirens.
Maybe it's just probably because I like the way it sounds.
Thing is, we're going to have Gotham City Sirens, the movie, Suicide Squad 2, and then I think that's too much Harley. Yeah. I have nothing against the character of Harley Quinn, but she doesn't have that much story. Where we're stretching her between three movies? We're not even stretching Wonder Woman between three movies. And
they're going to spread it out.
Hopefully. Because like I said, when it came to Suicide Squad, people couldn't stop talking about Harley Quinn or the Joker. And now they had this movie together. And again, what story do they tell here? If they don't care about the comics, and they won't get the story right, because these two are not lovebirds. Yeah. You know, they're not
dysfunctional lovers.
They're just a bit dysfunctional. But that's the craze. People are crazy about Batman. People are crazy about now Harley Quinn. And people are definitely crazy about the Joker, because the Joker origin movie is another movie that they're going to be able to try to make. Joker origin movie.
I don't think we need that one. That's one I don't think we need.
Yes. Yeah, it's great. It reminds me of the when we found out about Venom being made. It's like, why? Why are we going that far back? Joaquin Phoenix from Walk the Line and a bunch of other movies, Gladiator, stuff like that. He's rumored to be playing the Joker. We also heard that Leonardo DiCaprio was rumored to be playing the Joker. But an origin movie? How does that sound to you? Nah. Rumors were swirling that this would be the Joker. You know, he's a failed stand-up comedian. And then everything else going forward, how he becomes a Joker now.
Where's the Green Lantern movie and all
if
of
I'm not, if I'm not, if I'm not mistaken, though, if I'm not mistaken, the failed stand-up comedian story is the story of The Killing Joke.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying. I just seen that one, too.
So why don't you just put the Killing Joke movie out? Why don't you just merge the Batgirl movie, the Joker origin movie, and the Batman, or whatever the heck, and just do the stories that were written? Why are you guys trying to rip pages out of comics and then make a different book? I ripped this one page out of a comic, so now I'm going to write the other 20 to fit this one page. It doesn't make any sense. But Joker, that's an IP that people are just going to go see. But I'm very curious. I actually think that coming off the strength of this Venom movie will dictate if people go see a singular Joker movie. Because Venom is going to be the first movie set on the villain.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, you know, I'm very curious to see how that's going to go. A movie that was supposed to be in development was Justice League Dark. Justice League Dark would have been Swamp Thing, Zatanna, John Constantine, Deadman, etc. Etrigan the Demon. And that would have been really, really cool. They wanted to get Guillermo del Toro. They wanted to get, and you know, he loves his monsters. He just got an Oscar as director for Shape of Water, so you know he knows how to do his weird monsters. And but nothing's moved from Justice League Dark talks. Now they're saying they might want to just do like a single Swamp Thing film, which is fine by me. But you know, Constantine, He ain't doing so hot. Like, they try to get him in a movie, it ain't working. They try to give him his own show, and it got canceled. Now he's going to be on season 4 of Legends of Tomorrow.
That's good. I like Constantine. I like Constantine over Dr. Fate, honestly.
Really? Yeah. Well, you know, because he's more, like, relatable, right? Yeah, he's got his chain smoking and his jacket.
And his loose tie.
So now I guess we can talk about that. The Green Lantern Corps movie.
Let's go.
Green Lantern Corps movie.
First, before all of that.
Think so?
All of that. Before all of that. At least after. At least put that right after Flashpoint.
I think that they are hesitant because of Ryan Reynolds' Green Lantern
movie. Yeah, but I don't think it was his fault. It was their fault anyway.
it's everybody's fault, but Ryan Reynolds. Supposedly, this is going to be the one that has Hal Jordan, John Stewart, Kyle Rayner, maybe even...
Just do it.
Guy Gardner. Maybe even Guy Gardner.
Do it. Let's just do it.
Now...
Put it soon.
Do you think... That's kind of overdue.
That's already overdue, dude. And I like Green Lantern.
Maybe the movie The Green Lantern suffered because they had to tell the story of Sinestro being the face first.
I just hope they get it right.
You hope he's not fighting a big cloud and shooting CGI.
And I don't even care that they're including all the lanterns in there either. So,
what are the odds they include the Spectrum? What are the odds they include other cores? Red lanterns, white lanterns.
That'll be a nice little thing.
Orange
lanterns.
Darfleas.
I would like to see the red lanterns.
Maybe they could be the villains in this.
Yeah. I think yellow gets too much burn.
Sinestro core. Yeah, the Sinestro core gets too much burn. You really want to see the Green Lantern movie?
Yeah, I kind of do. I saw the first one and I was disappointed. So.
Would this be the first movie to be done, first origin movie to be done again?
Would it?
Without a second?
It kind of wouldn't be, because you kind of saw it in Justice League. Well, you saw The Ring in Justice League anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so you...
I'm saying if they do the whole Hal Jordan's dad died in a car crash, and now he flies planes, and he...
It depends, because you said the other fellas are going to be in it, too.
Yes, that's true. So maybe Hal's not the main character.
Yeah, exactly.
That could also be... Hey, put Kilowog. Make Kilowog the main character. I think he's done enough. Now we're getting to the nitty of the gritty. The Man of Steel sequel.
Let's go.
Untitled Man of Steel sequel. I don't have a title for that.
Super overdue.
Super over. I like that.
Super overdue, man.
We got to talk about Superman. We got to talk about what they've been doing to my man since after Man of Steel. Man of Steel, yes, was a great movie and should have been the Iron Man of the DCEU.
I feel like they're trying to milk it.
Instead, they had him get beat up in his second movie, which was ridiculous. If, I say it again, if Robert Downey Jr. would have got beat up by Chris Evans or Chris Hemsworth in Iron Man 2, we'd have a different MCU.
Yeah.
But y'all didn't do that. Y'all didn't cut your other heroes in half to make other heroes look whole. Y'all didn't have to because y'all had confidence. But no, we have to have Batman and Superman fighting like they hated enemies, then randomly stop fighting because of a fact that they shared together, and then we hit Justice League with, he's more than a man that I've ever... You don't even know him! You don't even know... You let his mother get evicted. Sorry, I have to get all that out. Because, supposedly, we are riding the ship. Supposedly, this Superman movie will be the more colorful one, the more hopeful one. I say that Superman is the most important person in the DCEU. While Batman can always get points for being cool, you have to make being heroic look cool, and that's not easy.
You gotta show us the light.
That light and hope is not easy, to the point that for years, I was on the side of everybody else. Batman, Batman, Batman. But watching The Flash... showed me that you can't be Ollie all the time, bro. You can't be mad and brooding and looking at for the very worst of humanity all the time. It's just not going to work. It will literally depress you. It will drag you down. And so this Superman movie is one that's supposed to be more hopeful. This one is supposed to be one that's more colorful and more to what people want, I guess, of the Man of Steel. How do you feel about that sequel? Do you like Henry Cavill in the suit?
I do. I'm more interested to see who the hell they're gonna put to fight Clark, man.
Do they? I mean, Lex is they there. Got,
yeah,
Lex is
literally there, and he's out of jail.
And he's also teasing the Legion of Doom.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
I'm trying to think. I don't want Brainiac yet.
No,
I don't want Brainiac yet.
You're thinking this up like Superman villains.
Yeah, Superman.
Brainiac is big. You got Mongo.
Bizarro.
Bizarro. Bizarro would be actually pretty funny. Mm. His Bizarro should have a mustache. So wish.
Wow.
You can tell I'm still a little hurt by that. Wow. All right. Okay. Now this is, we're going to go into the part of this where I say none of these movies get made.
Wow. Okay.
The untitled Deathstroke movie.
I'd watch that.
That man is a killing machine. What story are they going to tell about Deathstroke?
I have no idea, but body bags.
Deathstroke actually has become a babyface.
Deathstroke
in the comics, right?
Body
now.
Bags. That's what they should name.
Deathstroke has actually become a babyface in the comics now. I don't know if right now, but I know for a brief time he created a team called Defiance. He started wearing white and black, and like kind of like Future Foundation.
Right.
And he had his own team of mercenaries, and they were, to my knowledge, on the side of good. Wally West Flash was on there. Was on that team.
Go ahead.
In the white and black. But I say that film doesn't get made because I don't think that there's a story big enough for Deathstroke unless you do Teen Titans Judas Contract, which is the one where he sends a girl to infiltrate the Teen Titans and then
them. Take them.
Yeah. But I don't see how you do a Deathstroke film that doesn't point to the fact that he looks exactly like Deadpool. I don't know how you do a Deathstroke movie after there's been already two Deadpool movies. I don't know. I've never thought the character was all that strong. Maybe I got to do some more reading. That could be completely ignorance on my behalf, but I say that I'm not looking too much forward to that. How much forward are you looking to the Deathstroke movie?
I don't know what story they can tell. The only thing I can think of is anything with Teen Titans in it.
Yeah, it'd have to be. But then, again, does that make him... Are we doing the villain thing again? Are we doing make another villain origin movie? Are we doing the Joker thing again?
See,
are we doing the Venom thing again?
This is a dark place.
It's going to get even darker. Because now they're saying that Michael Bay may be attached to a DCEU movie.
Space.
Now that while that may sound a little loco, it should probably sound a little lobo.
Well, I knew it. Yeah,
I could
dig the hell out of that.
It turns out that Michael Bay may be attached to make the Lobo movie.
Nice.
You think we're ready for Lobo?
Hell yeah.
You ain't get Green Lantern right, but you ready for Lobo?
Let's go.
I'm with
some
it.
New flavors. Let's go. I'm with that.
Booster Gold.
Hmm.
Wow. Hey, man, you could probably throw Booster Gold in there, right?
Lobo. Mate.
Yeah. Lobo, he's a intergalactic bounty hunter who chomps on cigars and kind of has a foul mouth. And a motorcycle. Like an intergalactic motorcycle.
Yeah, intergalactic motorcycle.
It's pretty badass. But I don't think they're making that, man. Michael Bay may.
I don't like that they get me excited for things and then they just take it away from me.
Well, the thing is, any of these titles will get you excited because you know the properties, right? It's like if they said, we're doing...
hey, hold this. We want to see
doing
if
a vibe
you have fun
movie.
With it. Hey,
Cisco Ramon. Like, hey, man.
Shit.
We also got the Black Adam.
I get frustrated.
We also got the Black Adam movie, which the one they promised The Rock.
Yes.
I don't know what that means. What does a Black Adam movie mean? Without Shazam, what does Venom mean without Spider-Man? I guess we'll find out soon. And then the movie that absolutely will never be made.
Oh, my gosh.
Ever, ever be made, although it was on the docket from the very beginning. Are you curious?
I am.
In my opinion, the film that will never be made, even though it was slated for a 2020 release, the Cyborg movie.
Hmm. Wow.
I got no faith. Zero faith.
No faith?
None.
No faith.
None.
Wow.
None. You know why?
Why?
Because they could have fleshed out Cyborg in Justice League. Because they filmed the film, the scenes to flesh out Cyborg in Justice League. Because they could have showed me who Victor Stone was prior to being half robot, and they chose not to because they didn't care. So in my opinion, no, we don't get the Cyborg movie, and the world is better off because of it.
It's hard not to get depressed.
Half of those movies sound really good,
you know,
right?
Yeah.
Half of those movies sound really good, and if they're able to do it the right way, we'll be in like a pig in
the hype
slot.
Train looks nice.
Yeah, but it ain't got no wheels. It don't get no wheels. If it was up to you, which one of these movies according to you, which one of these movies do you think won't get made?
Won't get made?
Yeah, just timing. Can't be done in the next 5 years, so it won't be done.
Sirens.
Gotham City Sirens?
Yeah, Sirens.
Do you make... your choice for the Harley Quinn movie. Do you push Suicide Squad first, Sirens, or her and Joker?
Suicide Squad.
She's just... Would you prefer her to be just a Suicide Squad character? Like the head of...
Yeah, what, just a Suicide Squad character. Yeah.
Because when you first say, you're like, just a Suicide Squad, but it's like Star Lord.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to see her pop up elsewhere.
Okay,
though, I think that would be cool too.
I also wonder if she's not part of a team. What Harley Quinn does good on her days off? Like, why would she bump into people?
Blink.
If she's a villain, there's a lot of excuses to bump into people. If she's not, then
good job, girl.
Yeah, we'll see.
Good job, girl.
If it was up to you, and you were talking about these solo villain movies, we're talking about the Deathstrokes, the Jokers, the Lobos. Lobo's an anti-hero. Which one don't you do? Which one do you have to drop? Oh, and Black Adam.
And Black Adam.
That might be your answer, right?
Yeah, I think so, because Shazam's coming out, man.
So you don't need Black Adam.
No, I'm having be badass in Shazam.
He goes to be badass in Superman.
There was rumors of that.
There was rumors of that Black Adam might appear.
I mean,
Superman
at least they're ambitious, bro. You know, so yeah. I'm not gonna.
I can see you trying to have faith. I ain't mad. No. So you know what? Because you have faith, well, how about we end the podcast this way? If you could make a movie about either a character or a comic book storyline that could change the course or help change the course. And when I say help change the course, sometimes it could just be introducing a new character that might help everything else. What do you do?
To be honest, I hope.
Is there anyone that you are missing that you feel like should be in?
Besides from the usual stories that we always see from, like, origin and stuff like that, I really, 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 really want to see how this Injustice thing goes, if they are going
the Injustice story.
But the only thing that tells me that they're not is
Flashpoint.
One is Flashpoint and Lex meeting up with Deathstroke.
Yeah.
But that, to me, that's just them, like I said earlier, planting a whole bunch of seeds.
Yeah.
So, but I really want to see how this Injustice thing goes, because that's a big deal. Superman killing Joker, driving his freaking fist through his chest.
Yes.
In front of Batman.
Killing Jared Leto in front of everybody.
Oh my God.
I want Grodd.
Ooh.
I want live action movie Grodd. I want people to understand what that looks like and what that feels like to have a big gorilla in your mind. As far as heroes go,
oh, another one is the only. I also don't want Brainiac up in Superman, because I also want him for the Justice League.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that too. You still got Hawk people sitting around. They ain't doing nothing. Plastic Man's on the Justice League. They ain't doing much with him. I'd like to see what an Arrow movie looks like. You know, get ready to put that guy on the team. You know, you've tried out the brand for years now. It's worked. Try to put some money behind him and put him out there on the silver screen. Let's try to give him a chance at that.
Where's Blue Beetle?
Would you be interested in seeing a Blue Beetle movie?
Yeah.
Jaime Reyes,
I want to see him pop up. Just see how everybody will react.
Would you like the Spanish take, the younger Spanish take on it, or the older kind of Tony Stark with Ted Kord?
I'm more familiar with Jaime anyway, so.
Okay. Because the Ted Kord story would be more like a Tony Stark, Hank Pym kind of, my own gadgets.
I'm unfamiliar with said story.
Yeah, Ted Kord, you'll see a lot in the CW shows, Kord Industries. That's his bread and butter there. Yeah, the Adams, you know, you still haven't done in live action. So there's still so much more to grab from. Me, if it was me and I'm just playing favorites, the DCEU needs Damian Wayne. Mm. It needs a child's point of view that's also a hero on the team. And I know we get that with Flash, but I feel like Flash is acting way too young. Like, at that age, you should have more knowledge and more control.
Because he is, like 20, 21?
Yeah. And then you imagine how much he's learned with his speed brain and all that other kind of stuff. You figure he'll be a little bit more reserved. Mm-hmm. To the point that Jay Garrick is almost like Captain America. Like, you can't push that man, because he's lived a life. So we need a Robin. I vote Damian, especially if you're saying that Jason Todd was already killed.
How do you bring him in? At this point, anyway.
You'd have to introduce Talia somewhere. You'd have to introduce Talia in the league.
And flashback.
Then, and then the Batman starts with him getting a little kid left off on his doorstep. And we just move forward with that. Corda Owls, I think, is amazing. Bring Corda Owls in under the red hood. Batman got stories for days. Yeah, you don't got to tell me about Batman. Batman got stories for days. Yeah, because I could do Corda Owls, Red Hood. We all...
I don't think we all ready for Corda Owls.
Court of Owls with money behind it.
That's what I'm saying. Would be amazing. Crazy.
But as far as you can keep a kind of low budget and still have heart under the red hood, show that story. Show the him failing to save his sidekick and show how revenge looked like from that side. I think that they do a lot with that. You can go ahead and yeah, I think so. I think that's their best bet. Just don't do another Halle Berry Catwoman, please. I'm asking nicely. But I think that's all, and I'm a little depressed, too.
Yeah, you see?
We got to end this on a good note, right?
The air is, like, it's gloomy.
We got to end this on a good note. So I will go ahead and say that I am very excited for the Superman movie. Superman hits 1,000 issues next month. Action Comics 1000. We're hoping to break down a little bit more of those Superman comics right here on Major Issues, as well as Doomsday Clock will be getting its fourth issue. Dark Knight Metal has finished, which means that we have to finish covering it here on the Major Issues podcast. You can hear all about all that right here. But we've looked at the future. The future seems there's a little light at the end of the tunnel.
There is a future. Let's put it that way.
There is a future. In a 2008 that will be strangled by Marvel, there's still breaths of life from DC. And we hope when all the smoke settles and all the dust clears that the heroes that we grew up loving, the heroes that we watched on the Justice League animated show, are rise back to the prominence of which they deserve. That was well said, right?
Wow. Yep. You see?
And until then, I'll just keep watching The Flash on CW because they're doing great. God's work there. But that was all for the Dissecting the DCEU podcast here on the Major Issues podcast. But if you want to find out all the things that we do here on behalf of Comic Book Click, all you have to do is go to facebook.com/comicbookclick, Instagram @comicbookclick, or use the hashtag comicbookclick to talk about the newest, hottest, and latest and greatest things to come to comic books and comic book media. We are all over, and Comic Book Click is what brings you the Major Issues podcast, which is what you're listening to right now. And if you're having trouble finding this, if you just heard this through the ether, you could always Google the Major Issues podcast. It will be the first one that pops right up by Comic Book Click. You'll see it right there, nice and shiny.
Boop.
But we're also available wherever podcasts are found, which means iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Podcast Addict, YouTube. I found this on Listen Notes.
Like
regular, you know, if you just Google Major Issues, like Google one of our episode titles, we come up on sites I didn't even know had podcasts. And you could just press the play button and listen to us wax poetically about all of these beautiful, beautiful topics and all these things to come to comic books and comic book media. Very last thing I need you to do, please, please, please find the time if you can to rate and review us on iTunes.
Nope.
That's probably the most important thing you can do as a fan of this podcast is to rate and review us on iTunes because if you do that, not only do we get a direct opinion from you guys, the important members of the Comic Book Click out there, but we get tips on how to make this podcast better. We are able to make this podcast grow because if you give us 5-star ratings, other people will see that and they will flock to Comic Book Click and they will flock to the Major Issues podcast, which is great because I don't know if you've heard this, but I've been to the future and we are the hottest thing to come to comic books and comic book media.
We just got to get there.
It's in the near future. It's in the near future, but these are the stepping stones that we will take to get there and it's all on you guys. You know what? And I could do that here. I could do this here. Carlos Maximus, we are over 400 downloads right now at the moment. I found that out today. Can you believe that?
Spreading.
The guys, the Major Issues.
The peeps,
the clickers have gotten us past 400 downloads. And that was something unimaginable. I want to thank everyone who supports this podcast. But please, you have to maintain the momentum. Help us maintain this momentum. Help us get to the future. Help us get to this 2020 Green Lantern movie that might be coming out. Share, like, subscribe, support any way you can. And just like Joss Whedon, I think I'm done.
Oh my god, he's broken.
I think I'm
this
done.
Episode broke.
I'm broke. The Don is broke.
Oh my god, the Don is broken.
But we'll be here next week, next Wednesday, every single Wednesday. Every single Wednesday to talk about the latest and greatest things to come to comic books and comic book media. My name is George Serrano, a.k.a. The Don. This has been the Major Issues Podcast, dissecting the DCEU.
I am Claudius Maximus.
And you
are
worthy.